Maybe see it. Today I have a sort of condensed meditation for you. A continuance of what we talked about last night, if you were here. What was Saturday like for the disciples after Jesus died? Can you imagine a darker day than those disciples had that horrible week? Peter, James, John, and the other disciples experienced the longest Saturday in all of history that week when Jesus died. When he died, they lost everything that they had lived for. Their hopes were not only wounded, they were annihilated and shattered, destroyed beyond imagination. I think God can only know the torment of that Saturday in the lives of his first disciples. They remained locked away together. And the questions, the anguish, the confusion, and the fear must have been incredible. They had left their previous lives to follow Jesus, their rabbi. They had been stirred by the call. They had responded to the great hope that Jesus aroused in them. You and I have been there to a degree, at least. And we need to get in touch with that a bit today in order to understand something so crucial in remembering this day. For some of us, it might be good to think back to the time when we came into the faith, whether you define that as coming into this church or the time when you first responded to God's call for you. I well remember my youthfulness and enthusiasm at that time and the lengths that I would go to. Even adjusting my life as I saw God's calling, putting different requirements on me. I remember the hours of prayer and study and the miles driven just to go to church. I remember the excitement in the air in the church and in me as I was with the church. This was where I learned Christianity as a way of life. The disciples were there. You don't have somebody come up to you and say, follow me, and go immediately without having some incredible hope and anticipation and energy to do that. The disciples had that. They secured all their hopes on him and on his vision for the future. They saw him as the one who was to come. In fact, where most would not have been so bold, on one occasion, Simon Peter declared the belief he had, and which was likely the belief of the others as well. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. To the disciples, he wasn't just a vague son of man, but they grew to recognize him as God's Son and the hope for the whole world. But then he died. In the most excruciating, embarrassing, and humiliating death the Roman Empire could give to someone, he died. Beaten, tortured, spat on, verbally abused. Jesus had to carry his own means of death toward the side of his own crucifixion. As long as he was alive, the disciples could still hope because of who he was. And they could still expect him to come down from the cross and to begin the great victory they anticipated. But then he died. Into your hands I commit my spirit. And it is finished. And the feeblest of hope they had disappeared. Hope is never more needed than on the Saturdays of life. Something has gone. Something has left us. Something has died. Something or someone that once filled a great place within us left us just as empty as we once were full. Just as lonely as we were once filled with in that relationship, just as uncertain as we once were so sure. The hardest part of life is dealing with the Saturdays of life, as the disciples of Jesus had to deal with that dark, dark Saturday. We've all had those days, haven't we? We've all had those days when we weren't so sure that we aren't sure that we can go through everything, go forward with everything we've tried. Just because everything has blown up in our face and sifted down around us into powder. We've all had those days when it seemed that everything we've attempted has been destroyed. And Jesus' disciples, they had that kind of day. It was the longest, blackest, most hopeless, discouraging, desperate, anguish-filled Saturday in history. All their hope was fixed on Jesus, and he was dead and buried in a sealed tomb. As far as they knew, all the hope of all humanity lay dead in that tomb. Dead is dead after all. And that's the end. Dead stays dead. As far as they knew, so where to now? I can only imagine the depths of despair those men knew. And it was black. This is important to remember when we find ourselves in our Saturdays of life, in our Saturdays of despair and feeling hopelessness. And those days do come. For some, they have come in the ending of a marriage that began with incredible hope and anticipation. For some, they have come when someone they loved has died. Some have faced their worst Saturdays in losing a job that they loved, or losing health, or losing a child. The point is that we all have faced them. There's no way to avoid them, but we have to remember something that we can remember and that the disciples didn't really know yet. When their Saturday, Sunday is coming. If we stop at the cross, we can enter a Saturday like the disciples did. They saw the death and the humiliation and the ending of what they had hoped was to happen. So they went through a Saturday of incredible discouragement and despair. As far as they knew, there was no Sunday to come, but it was coming. God knew this, and Jesus knew this all along. What will you do with your Saturdays of discouragement and despair? You and I are in a better place than the disciples. We know how the story ends. There's no way to go through life without our Saturdays. If you're going to follow Jesus, you will suffer some. There's no way around it. However, we're to suffer while being in tremendous hope. And Jesus is our hope. The word of the Lord. Thank you.